Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Christians and Hindus determined to walk the path of dialogue. The Vatican has issued its message marking the Hindu feast of Diwali. The text is signed by French Cardinal Jean-Louis Taran, President of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. The festival of Diwali is celebrated by over 1 billion Hindus worldwide and is known as the Festival of Lights, when lamps are lit as a sign of celebration and hope for humankind. In his letter, Cardinal Taran refers to this symbolism, noting that the world around us is yearning for peace. Religions promise peace because they trace their origin to God, who, according to Christian belief, is our peace. The Cardinal calls on Christians and Hindus as believers of different religious traditions to work together to receive God's gift of peace and to pay urgent attention to the education of believers who can so easily be misled by deceitful and false propaganda. Belief and freedom always go together, continues the Cardinal. There can be no coercion in religion. No one can be forced to believe. Neither can anyone who wishes to believe be prevented from doing so. Cardinal Taran notes, forming believers first in their own religion and then encouraging them to know other believers constitutes an important challenge. Let us not forget that ignorance is the first and perhaps the principal enemy in the life of believers. Thus concludes Cardinal Taran, in situations of misunderstanding, people need to come together and communicate with one another. Dialogue between followers of different religions is the necessary path for today. Indeed, it is the only appropriate path for us as believers. Together, he says, in collaboration, we can do much to build a society of harmony and a world of peace.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.